Hi, everyone, and welcome to North Shore High School Basketball. And today we are at the Songa Center in Lowell for the MIAA Division II North Championship Boys Basketball game between Beverly High School and Belmont. This should be a good one. We've got Belmont coming in at 19-4, a very good season in the Middlesex League. Beverly 20-2 with their lone losses to Division I Lowell and Division I Lynn English. Those two teams are meeting later on tonight in another broadcast game right here on MSO News Sports at 7:15. The game features a couple of 1,000 sports point scorers. Duncan Moreland, of course, for Beverly High School, and Mac Annis, 1,000 point scorer for Belmont High School. So there's a lot here. A lot of folks are saying that this Belmont team is very similar to the team that Beverly played, the Burlington team in Tewksbury on Tuesday. We have Coach Matt Karakoudis joining us. We'll check the scoreboard just ahead, so stay with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com. MSO NewsSports.com. MSO Radio.
Beverly High boys basketball coach Matt Karakoudis is joining us. And, coach, welcome, and congrats on a fantastic season so far.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Great season so far for sure, but we still have a lot of work to do.
You do. But important to point out, and, we were mentioning this the other night, is that 20 win season, most wins for a Beverly basketball team, North title game coming up, first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a great season so far. 20 wins, most in school history, you know, won our side of the conference this year, which was really nice. But our main goal is still that state title, so that's still, you know, we haven't achieved that yet, and that's really what we're looking for.
I think the team, they've got to be ready on Saturday after what was turned out to be a real pressure cooker of a game, a crazy game, a wild, up-tempo, fast-paced game against Burlington.
Yeah, Burlington's a very, very tough team. You know, they have high IQ. They play with a lot of heart. They're very scrappy, well-coached. We knew we were in for a war before we got there, and that's exactly what we got, an OT finish. Probably the best game of the tournament so far. I know the fans were treated to a great game. I almost had a heart attack, so I'm glad it's over with now and that we came out with the W.
Now, of course, you knew Burlington going into the game. I did not know Burlington, so I'm watching them warm up, and I'm saying, wow, Beverly, they should not have a lot of trouble with this team. But once the ball goes up in the air, man, they are quick and obviously, as you mentioned, a high basketball IQ team and very effective.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, a lot of it is their coaching and their heart. They play so hard. They play very tough defense, and they play a tough style. It's threes or layups for them. So when you face a team that's going to shoot 43s, and we held them till five made threes till about 3 minutes to go in the game, and then they hit three in three possessions. You know, so it can happen that fast. And when we scouted them earlier, I saw them in one game, they were down 16 and erased a 16-point deficit in 3 minutes. So I knew that even when we were up with 3 minutes to go, that game was not over the way they could shoot the ball.
And again, just to follow up on the defensive challenge you're facing, when you say threes or layup, that's, you know, you don't hear a coach say that as a way to defend a team because usually you're defending in the middle, but you're right. That was the problematic piece with that team is that they're very dangerous from the outside, and when you have to go out and defend, then they go inside.
That's right, and that's how they've played all season. That's a coach's, you know, kind of motto for that team. He puts five guys on the floor that can all shoot the three, and they're not a very big team, so it makes it very difficult to guard. That's why we switched our starting lineup and went with the freshman Gabe Copeland instead of Austin Ayer, just to try to match up a little bit more with them on the perimeter. And for the most part, I thought we did a really nice job defensively. We turned the ball over a little bit too much at times, which allowed them to get back into the game. And then when they went on their run hitting threes late, we kind of went cold from the free throw line, which is never a good recipe in late game situations.
Gabe Copeland, freshman, man, he had a monster second half for you guys. When they were up-tempo defending you, he was able to sneak free, make some nice passes, but also make some nice catches and takes to the basket.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I'm not surprised by Gabe's performance. He's had some big games for us already this year. He's had a 17-point game, an 18-point game, a 26-point game, and he also rebounds the ball very well. He also had 8 rebounds last night, and he's had games with 10 or 9 rebounds as well this year for a freshman. So he's not scared to put the ball up in big moments, which is huge.
Well, the big three for you guys, your three seniors, Damian Boris, Duncan Moreland, and Jack Crowley. I guess just tell our listeners a little bit more about those three.
Yeah, Jack and Duncan are just absolute monsters on the boards and inside the paint. They have been all year. Duncan scored his 1,000th point this year. Jack's broke the school record for most rebounds this year. Jack's one of the best rebounders you'll see in high school basketball. He averages 14 a game, which is just absurd. He's only 6'2", 6'2 and a half, so it just shows you how hard he works. And Duncan is just somebody, he's just a very tough guard because he can shoot from the perimeter, he can take it to the basket, he can rebound, he gets the top defensive assignment every night, so he's a hell of a defensive player. And then Damian bailed us out as a senior captain. You know, he was having kind of a tough game, and then he had 9 points in overtime when we needed him the most, and he sealed the game for us, going 4 for 4 from the line, which was huge.
Yeah, very big in the overtime, as you point out. Hey, Belmont, that's your opponent for the North title game. What do you know about Belmont, and how would you say the matchups will play out for Beverly?
Well, the first thing about Belmont is they've been here, they've done it before, they're the defending champions, so they're going to be used to this atmosphere, whereas this team is not used to being there. So I'd say that's an advantage for Belmont. Belmont as a team, they're a little bit undersized, kind of similar to Burlington, where they have some very, very good outside perimeter shooters. They play pressure defense up and down the court, pressure in the half court, pressure full court. They get after it. They have a very good coach. He's been there for, I think, 20 seasons now, so he's got that system, and the kids know what they're doing because, you know, they've grown up in that system. With that coach there for so long. So they play a very tough conference. They play a tough non-conference schedule. They're battle-tested. It's going to be a tough game for sure.
Hey, I got to ask you one last question. The Division I North Championship game finds Lynn English against Lowell. You've played both of those teams this year. How do you see that game breaking out?
I think a lot of people think Lynn English is going to take that game. I do think Lynn English will probably win that game, but I think it's going to be much closer than people think. I think Lowell's a very, very good team, and they have the guards and shooting ability to hang with English. I do. I think it's going to be a close game, and on any given night, I can assure you Lowell could beat English, and English can beat Lowell. I think it's going to be a very, very good game, and I think the fans are going to be treated to a heck of a game.
Anything else about Beverly basketball we need to know, Coach?
Just go Panthers.
Coach Matt Karakoudis from Beverly High Boys Basketball with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
This season, start with a winning mortgage rate from your hometown team. Whether you are thinking about buying a new home or condo or refinancing your existing one, our loan rates are among the lowest anywhere. Check out our full menu of rates and terms and apply online 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com. institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
You'll love the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, as they feature a menu to please everyone. Start your meal with your choice from a dozen delicious appetizers. There are also soups and fresh salads. Dinner selections include burgers, sirloin tips, chicken parmesan, chicken piccata, and then there's seafood, clams, haddocks, salmon, lobsters, and fish tacos, plus a wide selection of sandwiches and wraps. Let the Bradford Tavern host your events or functions set in unique spaces. Open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday. The Bradford Tavern, Route 133 Rowley and BradfordTavern.com. The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hi, this is Phil Stacey, Executive Sports Writer at the Salem News. Make sure to listen to our podcast every week with the sports writers from the Salem News, including Matt Williams, Nick Giannino, and myself.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore.
Well, it is great to have you with us on this Saturday afternoon. We're at the Songus Center in Lowell for the Division II North Championship boys basketball game between Beverly and Belmont. Both teams are warming up. We're less than a couple of minutes away from the tip-off of this afternoon's game. Later on tonight, the D1 North final as well, right here on MSO News Sports. It's a 7:15 tip, and it will feature Lynn English versus Lowell. Today's game is brought to you in part by Acapulco's Restaurant at the Cummings Center in Beverly. Great food, great family atmosphere, and a fun place to be. Plus, there's plenty of free parking. Acapulco's Cummings Center, Beverly. Well, I'm Bill Newell. Great to have you with us here again on this Saturday afternoon. Earlier today in girls basketball, we have two final scores. The D3 North, St. Mary's defeating Amesbury 59-45. The game was kind of tight for a while, and when I say tight, I mean it was 10 and under at different times. It got closer than that a few times, but St. Mary's winning at 59-45 over Amesbury. Congrats to Coach Jeff Newhall, who earlier this month picked up his 300th coaching win at St. Mary's. And in the other girls' North Championship game in Division II, North Reading just upset Pawtucket 41-36. We have the video up there on our post-game on the website with both coaches, and obviously a very happy Bob Romeo, who came over to North Reading this year after leaving Masconomet. But for Pawtucket, man, they had a great run, the defending state champs under Coach John McNamara. But it was just North Reading's afternoon today here in that game. And earlier also in the D3 North boys final, St. Mary's defeated Weston 63-40. We have post-game interviews up there with Coach David Brown for St. Mary's and others as well. We want to thank all of our sponsors who helped make this special playoff sports coverage possible. Check out their banners on our website and be sure to support our local businesses. This would not be possible without their support. Again, we always do like to hear from our listeners or viewers, if you will, when they come to the website. That would be, you can email us at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. Matt Annis just being introduced here for Belmont High School. He's the MVP of the league, Middlesex League, and he's a guard, and he can shoot, as you heard Coach Karakoudis mention. Starting lineups for Belmont, the visiting team here today, just being announced here. They're going to have Preston Jackson Stevens, also Tim Minakazi in that starting lineup, and now Beverly is being introduced. Austin Ayers making a starting lineup appearance here today for Beverly. Ayer did not play Tuesday night all that much because they were playing a smaller team. Justin De La Cruz and Damian Boris being introduced as well now for Beverly High School. And forward Duncan Moreland to be introduced now. 1,000-point score, one of the what they used to call the Twin Towers before the emergence of Austin Ayers. And now the team's number one rebounder of all time, Jack Crowley, being introduced. And again, our two head coaches, Matt Karakoudis, third year for Beverly High School, and Adam Pritchard for Belmont High School in his 20th season. We'll step aside and back with a tip-off after this.
Catch Connections Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 on MSO News Sports. This is a one-hour news and features program with all local guests to discuss politics, entertainment, and the biggest local news stories. Also, make sure to click on North Shore Today every weekday with a local news podcast, weather at a glance, local news, local photos, and our video of the day. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night, a local one-hour local sports talk show filled with local guests. MSO News Sports, a unique local multimedia website connecting you to the North Shore.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking to score big on your savings this season? Open a CD savings or money market account at Institution for Savings. This is the perfect time to earn funds for your future, and our rates are among the best. Stop by one of our offices in Amesbury, Beverly, Boxford, Gloucester, Hamilton, Ipswich, Middleton, Newburyport, Rockport, Rowley, Salem, Salisbury, and Topsfield. Or visit us online at institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF. MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio.
Welcome back to the Saga Center. I'm Bill Newell here for the tip of today's Division II North Championship game between Belmont and Beverly. Special welcome to our listeners in the Belmont area. Great to have you with us. And again, you can always email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. And I was thinking we'd have a lot of listeners in Beverly today, but we have a lot of Beverly people here today. There's a lot of orange here on the near side. So ready to jump here for Beverly High School. Austin Ayer will jump against Kevin Logan of Belmont. Beverly working left to right. Belmont right to left. The ball drops in the circle, controlled by Beverly, but turned right over by the Panthers. Picked up there by Belmont. On the dribble outside, it is Naruzzi. Exchanges up high with Jackson Stevens. Stevens with a left-hand pass up top outside the arc. They bounce it down into the paint. Down low, a block. Oh, a traveling violation. Tim Minicozzi into the paint and was going one on three and turns the ball over on a traveling violation. Duncan Moreland to inbound for Beverly. Just underway, first quarter, no score. De La Cruz heaves it up over midcourt on the right to Damian Boris. Back on the left to De La Cruz. On the right to Boris outside. Crowley comes up from the left corner to the foul line. Now drives down the left side. Pull up banker off the glass. Is good by Jack Crowley. Yeah, you can take that. So Crowley with the first 2 points of tonight's game. Oh, I see. It's in the way. I got you. Okay. All right. Hold on here, Mike. Norosi on the dribble. Off for Annis. Drops it down deep in the corner to Minicozzi. Into the paint. He turns it over on the back pass. Here's Boris on the fly. Down court. Throws it away. Little early jitters really on both teams here. In the early going here. At the Saga Center. Beverly up on top 2-0 on a banker off the glass from the left block by Jack Crowley of Beverly. We have the Lynn English Lowell game coming up later on tonight at 7:15. Hear from both head coaches. Both interviews are actually posted on our website. Dribble outside, Minicozzi exchanging high with Preston Jackson Stevens. Further exchange with Logan. Here's a take down to the left of the lane. Back up top for Logan. Logan lost the handle on it. Spins on the floor. Picks it up, though. Nice recovery. The Beverly Panthers bat the ball away. And we have a shot clock violation against Belmont, resulting in a turnover and a Beverly ball on the side here. 6:16 to play. First quarter, 2-0 Beverly. Moreland to inbound off for De La Cruz in the back court. on the left for Boris, just shy of midcourt. Now a pass from De La Cruz over to Crowley. Back to Boris, coming in left baseline. Pull-up jumper from about 10. He got it. Damian Boris for two. Beverly up 4-0. Belmont with the maroon uniforms. Very plain. Away uniforms. Beverly with the home white with the orange numerals. And the orange piping down the side and the side of the pants. Here's a spin and a drive to the basket by Annis. And he draws a foul. The basket did not go. He tried a scooper coming down the lane. Straight from top to bottom. So he'll go to the line. Crowley committing the foul. That'll be his first foul. First team foul, first game foul right there. And Mac Annis is at the free throw line. Annis' free throw is good. Second free throw by Annis is also good. Very good shooter. Mac Annis. Beverly basketball trailing, leading Beverly is leading by 2, 4-2. First buckets made by, or first points put on the board. Here's a cut to the basket by Crowley, taking a feed on the right from De La Cruz, and Crowley lays it in for two. He's got four. Beverly has six and a four-point lead. 5:24 to go, first quarter. Right to left comes Belmont up over midcourt. A drive, Annis, a scooper. No, the Beverly Panthers stop him, and there's a rebounding foul. It's on Belmont. After Austin Ayer grabbed the rebound. Inbounds comes to Ayer at the free throw line in backcourt. Back to Moreland, breaking the some mediocre pressure by Belmont. Crowley back on the attack from the baseline. No offensive board. Crowley up and in. Jack Crowley. Crowley establishing himself inside in the early going here in the first 3 minutes of tonight's or this afternoon's game. 8-2 Beverly. Belmont sets up outside. Preston Jackson Stevens on the right wing. Drops it on off for Minicozzi. A shot doesn't go. The rebound is pulled down by Ayer. Off for De La Cruz. On the down low to Boris, he saves it. He mishandled the pass down along the right baseline. Gathers it in and kicks it back out to De La Cruz, and Beverly sets up offensively. 4:27 to go, first quarter. De La Cruz and Boris exchanging high outside. Now they pass it down low to Ayer, and he's fouled. They tried to set him up at the left block with a pass from the right point, if you will, down to Ayer, and Ayer was held. A foul, second team foul on Belmont. Here's a substitution and into the game. Crowd favorite, obviously, for Beverly High School. Coming into the contest is Gabe Copeland, who was a big hero Tuesday night in Tewksbury against Burlington. Man, he had a huge second half. I think it was 19 points overall for him. And every point was so important for Beverly in that game. They had a decent lead a couple of times, but then Burlington closed it, tied it, and they sent it into overtime. Here's Crowley with an inbounds jumper from the inbounds pass. He nails it from 12 up on the left wing. 10-2 Beverly. Eight of those points by Jack Crowley. That's the first one from well outside, though. 4 minutes to go, first quarter, Belmont basketball. Ammo down low, up, and a lay-in by Preston Jackson Stevens. 10-4 our score. Little three-man pressure in backcourt by zone pressure by Belmont. Here's a pass ahead to Moreland, a pull-up jumper just inside the foul line, and he hits it. Duncan Moreland with his first points of the afternoon. 12-4 Beverly. Right back on the attack is Neruzzi. Now slows it down up top. Sets up, works it around the perimeter. Almo back off for Annis. Return pass to Annis. Right baseline. Shot is blocked. Ball loose. Picked up by Beverly. Down court to Moreland. Right corner. Boris a three. He's got it. Beverly is up on top 15-4. Timeout Belmont. 3:11 to play. First quarter. Man, there's a lot of orange on the near stands here, giving the Panthers a big hand. We'll take a break. 3:11 to play, quarter one. Beverly 15, Belmont 4, here on MSO News Sports.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Catch Connections, Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 on MSO News Sports. This is a one-hour news and features program with all local guests to discuss politics, entertainment, and the biggest local news stories. Also, make sure to click on North Shore Today every weekday with a local news podcast, weather at a glance, local news, local photos, and our video of the day. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night, a local one-hour local sports talk show filled with local guests. MSO News Sports, a unique local multimedia website connecting you to the North Shore.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Acapulco's Restaurant at the Cummings Center in Beverly. Great food, great family atmosphere, a fun place to be. Plenty of free parking as well. Cummings Center, Beverly, Acapulco's. 3 minutes and a second to play in quarter one. Beverly up on top here, 15-4. Winner of this game heads on into the Boston Garden on Tuesday for the state semifinal game. That would be a 5:30 game against the South champ. Belmont ball. Ball tip free. Stolen by Moreland. Down court. De La Cruz. He's blocked and the ball goes out of bounds. Well, it turns out to be a good defensive play turned up by Avery Amo of Belmont High. De La Cruz to inbound on the end line underneath the Beverly basket to our right. Inbounds up high to Moreland. Coming down the paint. Spins. Ball swatted away from him. They got him for traveling, I think. Belmont basketball underneath their basket. Length of the court to go. 15-4, Belmont trails. Annis on the dribble over midcourt. Quick dish off on the right for Minicozzi. Exchanging up high with Jackson Stevens. Back for Annis underneath. And a hook lay-in by Ammo is good. 15-6, good ball movement there. Belmont maybe feeling it a little bit now. Kind of got a little jittery in the early going here, but they're the defending champs, so they're used to this venue, if you will. Little experience getting to this level in the state tournament. De La Cruz and Beverly leading 15-6 with the basketball. Crowley foul line. He'll take it to the basket straight down, and he lays it in. A good power move by Jack Crowley. He's got 10 points here in this first quarter, 2 minutes to play. Now a strong take back to the basket the other way by Preston Jackson Stevens. He's got four, and it's 17-8, Beverly on top. De La Cruz with a pass from Boris, back over to Boris left side, slowing it down a bit outside. Down, they work it down to Copeland, fadeaway left baseline, it rolls in and out and pops out and rolls over the end line, out of bounds, it'll be a Belmont ball. Boy, Gabe Copeland was so effective inside that time, but he twists and makes some nice moves that time. He could feel the pressure bent away, faded away with a little fadeaway jump shot, and it rolled around the rim and came back out and did not fall for him. Belmont basketball after the ball went out of bounds over the end line. Here they come baseline. They lost it off the foot with a take to the basket by Shapazian, the senior captain on this Belmont team. And it'll be Moreland to inbound. No backcourt pressure now by Belmont. Slowly up court comes Damian Boris. Copeland on his right takes the feed from him. Now they get bottled up a bit, and Copeland comes away with the ball.
That's an unusual one.
It is, yeah. It's
not drops it on off for Braganca into the game for Beverly High School. And now Boris is double teamed, but gets it off on the left corner. Here is Moreland with a fadeaway jumper. He's got it. Duncan Moreland for two. 19-8. Annis spinning around from the right side, comes swooping in from right to left, now kicks it back up. Jackson Stevens down the paint, and he is fouled on the floor outside. Foul on the floor. It'll be the third team foul on Beverly. Copeland committing the foul. couple of subs here. Naruzzi back into the game for Belmont. Into the game is Kevin Logan, back into the game, a sophomore. He'll inbound the ball on the end line. Forward kind of body. Off for Naruzzi outside. He'll come swinging up high. Now kicks it back out in the right corner. Nothing open there. Beverly pressuring the ball outside. They got a good workout doing that against the Burlington team Tuesday night at Tewksbury. They needed to go out and defend that team, as they do this team here as well, as we understand it, because they can shoot from outside. There's a turnover. Ball batted free by Beverly, and Copeland comes up with the basketball. Brinkanka comes up with the basketball for Beverly High School.
Oh.
Dela Cruz throws it to the sideline. Bad pass. Did not connect. Misunderstanding there along the right sidelines. Turnover. Belmont ball, 13 seconds to play, first quarter. 19-8 our score. Beverly leads. Belmont basketball. Off in the right wing, carry for Belmont. Gets it back off. A drive and a take to the basket there by Naruzzi. The follow-up, no, and the buzzer sounds. And in the first quarter, 19-8 our score at the end of one. Beverly leads Belmont in the D2 North Championship game here at the Saugus Center. Back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Did you know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States? And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, you should see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows, which can add considerable value to any home. See the Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
Back at the Saugus Center, ready for the start of quarter two. Beverly leading 19-8. Belmont basketball. MSO News Sports, the North Shore's multimedia website, lets you hear local news and sports leaders. Check out all of our podcasts and broadcasts here at MSONewsSports.com. Belmont basketball, pull-up jump shot, Annis, no, doesn't go. Offensive board, though, Belmont retains possession. Naruzzi outside, exchanging out there with Logan. Logan gives off to Preston Jackson Stevens. And he pulls it way back out, guarded by Moreland, coming down right side, shut down. Man-to-man defense here by Beverly. Outside Naruzzi, shovels it off for Anna, spins, double, kicks it back underneath. Good ball movement and a layup missed by Jackson Stevens. Rebound Beverly. Moreland up court to Boris. Pull up three. In and out. And the rebound tipped away, picked up by Belmont. And here they come back up court on the fly. Annis, pull out three. No, he didn't get it. And the rebound is air of Beverly. Off for Dela Cruz. Down court pass stolen away. But that pass is not free. Belmont is out of bounds. Ping-ponging the ball up near midcourt, and it will be a Beverly ball. Dela Cruz checking out of the game. Started the game today for Beverly. Back into the game is Gabe Copeland. Boris taking the inbounds pass from Duncan Moreland. Crowley in the lineup, air, Copeland, and Boris. Copeland outside, man-to-man defense here. Crowley up top, underneath Moreland, and he's fouled. Moreland fouled on the floor in the paint. Beverly ball on the end line. That'll be the fourth team foul on Belmont. Copeland to inbound. To Moreland, and he banks it off the glass. No, air battled for the rebound, but it's pulled down there by Logan of Belmont. Up court he comes. Two-hand pass up ahead on the right from Akosi, and he pulls it back out to Logan. He bounces it off left wing, off for Naruzzi. Good ball movement and weaving outside. And here's a take to the basket. No! A shot missed there by Noruzzi as they weave. A weaving offense, a very intricate weaving Belmont offense here under the direction of head coach Adam Pritchard in his 20th year. Matt Karakoudis in his third year at Beverly High School. Ball out of bounds, Beverly ball sidelines in backcourt. 6:19 to play, first half. We're in the second quarter. Boris with the ball for Beverly. Over midcourt, working left to right. Kicks a pass off on the left for Moreland. Down underneath, Crowley up and in. Jack Crowley with his first points of the second quarter. First points for anybody in the second quarter. Almost 2 minutes in to the second quarter. Minicozzi off for Annis. Straight on three. No. Rebound offensive board by Belmont. And then Minicozzi with a jumper from the right wing is good. 21-10. Beverly up by 11 following a Belmont basket. Boris had a great second half and an incredible overtime for Beverly against Burlington Tuesday night. Brings the ball over midcourt. Now a foul as they entered it up high to Moreland. Moreland is fouled. Five team fouls on Belmont. Dela Cruz to inbound. Copeland coming back out of the game for Beverly. Air in the lineup. Crowley, Moreland, and Boris. So Dela Cruz to inbound. Beverly stacks up parallel left, right up by the inbound on the end line. To Crowley, tripled and fouled right away. Kevin Logue with the foul. Inbounds to Crowley underneath, and he hooks one in. Well, here comes Belmont back. They trail 23-10. Logan exchanging out high with Naruzzi. Logan now swings on the run through down low. Gets a return pass left baseline. Enters the paint. Turns. Fadeaway jumper left side. Got it. Kevin Logan with his first points of the afternoon. 23-12. Beverly by the 11 points. 4:56 to go until halftime. Moreland holds the ball in forecourt right side. To Crowley, back to Moreland, fadeaway right corner, no, make an air ball, rebound Jackson Stevens down court, they cut and the lay up and in by Naruzzi. 2 points, Beverly wants time. 23-14 our score. MSO News Sports is the North Shore's multimedia website that delivers a daily news podcast with weather, photos, updates, and a video of the day. And the only area news podcast, North Shore Today, connecting you to the North Shore. Also, we want to thank all of our sponsors who help make these special playoff sports broadcasts possible. Check out their banners on our website and be sure to support our local businesses. And this could not be done without them. Earlier today, the St. Mary's girls and boys basketball teams posted wins in the Division III finals. And North Reading upset Pentucket in the Division II Girls North Final today. All the details on each of those separate posts here on MSO News Sports. And tonight at 7:15, Lynn English coach Antonio Anderson brings his Lynn English High Bulldogs here to the Saga Center to take on Lowell undefeated this year. Lynn English hasn't lost in Massachusetts this year. They have two losses, I guess, out in well, at least one was in South Dakota. The other one might have been out of state. It's a different state now that I think about it. Because I think they only lost the one in North or South Dakota. Whatever. 23-14. Beverly, actually, as we mentioned earlier in our pregame, has played both of those teams. And Coach Karakoudis of Beverly was saying he thinks English is would be favored to win that game, but thinks Lowell will give him a decent battle. Here's Crowley! A three out on the right wing, and he nails it. Jack Crowley. Oh, man. 26-14. Beverly up on top. 4:14 to play. First half. Belmont basketball. They lose the handle on it. And now a tip. Crowley knocked it free. Off for Moreland. Moreland going to the hoop, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line either on a one-and-one or two shots. I think this is a two-shot foul. 26-14. Beverly up on top here.
haven't looked at it myself.
Ali Nuruzi with the foul. It is a two-shot foul. Moreland fouled in the act of shooting on the take to the basket. A 1,000-point scorer in his career. Missed the first one. Sorry for jinxing him here, I guess. Again, a great crowd here today for from Beverly. And a loud crowd across the way for Belmont. And good numbers as well. Free throw is good. Filling in here at the Songus Center on both sides. One free throw, 27-14. Beverly, pull-up jumper by Belmont, doesn't go off the fingertips of Tim Minicozzi. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be a Beverly ball. Well, Jack Crowley has his game face on here today. There's no doubt. He does have a game face, by the way. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 17 points for Crowley. And we have 3:45 to play until halftime. What a first half for Jack Crowley. Boris doubled up near midcourt, gets it off for Dela Cruz on the left side. Drives, puts it out in the left corner for Copeland. A three! Got it! Oh, man. Gabe Copeland knocking down a three. And now a double dribble called on Belmont. And a Beverly ball and a 30-14 lead with 3:28 to play. Inbounds to Dela Cruz in backcourt. Ball inbounded from the sideline out near midcourt. Boris holds. Beverly content to kind of slow the tempo down at times here. Copeland outside on the right now to Crowley. A three from the right corner. No. Rebound tipped. It'll be a Belmont ball off of Beverly. Well, whenever you have a big game, you love a good quick start. The St. Mary's boys had a big start earlier today against Weston. St. Mary's girls had a decent start as well, but Amesbury hung with them throughout the game. And then the other game, the Pentucket North Reading girls game, it was close and low scoring for a long, long time. Here's a take to the basket. And Annis with the 2 points. He's got four now. The big leading scorer on this team. Great shooter, Annis. But they've been able to keep him from scoring big numbers from the outside here. Here's Moreland with a straight-on jump shot. He's got it. It's a two. Moreland with two. He was out near that three-point line, but did not get the three call. 32-16 our score. Blocking foul here on Beverly. Down low, it'll be a Belmont basketball. Ali Nuruzi to inbound, guarded by Copeland on the end line left side. Boris checking out of the game, getting a breather here with 2:27 to go until halftime. Belmont ball. Pull-up jump shot is good by Tim Minicozzi. He's got 4 points now, 32-18 our score. It is Dela Cruz coming over midcourt, guarded man-to-man by Nuruzi. Off for Copeland, threading it on a bounce pass on the right side to Crowley. Take to the basket, offensive foul on Jack Crowley. And I think he knew it. Kind of put the shoulder down. Well, maybe he didn't know it. And talks to the official just for a second. And Crowley checks out.
That's a good move.
Coach Karakoudis giving now Crowley a breather. Earlier gave Boris a little bit of a breather here late in the first half. Now it's just under 2 minutes to play. Here's a running take to the basket from top to bottom. Nuruzi lays it in for his second bucket of the night, 32-20. Belmont hanging here, staying in contact here, the Panthers here in the first half. After a quick Beverly lead here tonight. Underneath, a pass knocked around, a foul on the floor. The pass intended there for Duncan Moreland. Nick Brancaca, Nick Branganca into the game for Beverly. Duncan Moreland is at the free throw line. Well, that's an easy mistake to make. Jack Duncan, huh? Duncan Moreland at the free throw line hits the first free throw.
There you go.
Moreland will have another one. 33-20. Beverly leading with a minute 30 to play first half. This ball heading to the cylinder to our right. It's in the air. He got it. ...34-20, Beverly up by 14. Belmont loses the handle on the ball. We have a blocking foul on Beverly, and it's on Ranganka. It's on the floor. Are we in the one and one? Not yet.
Beverly foul on number 34, Nick Ranganka.
Nick Ranganka committing the foul. Down, inbounds pass, they kick it to the left corner, a three ball, doesn't go, off the fingertips of Neruzzi. Beverly rebound, up court quickly. Copeland, pull up, jumper, no. Rebound, grabbed there by Belmont, and down court, a lay-in. A great take by Preston Jackson-Stevens. Got the rebound and just took off. Beverly kind of relaxed off of him.
All right, this is important here, Tom.
34-22, 12-point lead, just a minute to go now in the first half. Copeland with the ball, off for Ranganka, down to Moreland, left baseline, going in, reverse layup, no, rebound, Belmont, and a defensive foul. That could be on Moreland or Ranganka.
Now it's shooting, right? One and one.
Yeah, not Moreland, Ranganka. So Belmont going to the foul line with 45 seconds to play first half, trailing 12. It's a 1-1, and the first free throw by Amo is no good. Rebound Beverly. De La Cruz with it, 40 seconds to play, 25 on the shot clock. We're in the first half. De La Cruz off for Copeland. No one in the paint for Beverly, working around the perimeter. Now Moreland flashes through from right to left. Now kicks back to the right block. Here is De La Cruz underneath with a pass intended for Crowley. Doesn't go, and now there's a foul, a reach-in call on Beverly. Coach Karakoudis kind of up off the bench saying, don't be reaching in right now. So that'll send Belmont right back to the line quickly for a 1-1. Both teams with 18 fouls here with just 20 seconds to play in the first half. Free throw in the air. It is good. So the bonus will come. Ammo at the free throw line for Belmont. His third point of the night. Second free throw. Right hand shooter is good. Two nice looking free throws by Avery Ammo. And Beverly basketball in backcourt. Leading by 10 now. 34-24. De La Cruz with the basketball.
Take your time.
Off in the left wing for Moreland. Moreland coming up high to the circle. Off for Ayer. Back to Moreland. 4 seconds. Three spins. A drive. A runner. No. And De La Cruz at the buzzer. Can't get it to go from a fading baseline after he picked up the loose ball on the end line on the left side. And Beverly's has a shot just go wide at the horn as the first half comes to an end. And at the end of the first half, it is Beverly 34 and Belmont 24, a 10-point Beverly lead. We're back with more just ahead. Stay with us here on MSONewsSports.com, here on your North Shore home for news and sports.
This season, start with a winning mortgage rate from your hometown team. Whether you are thinking about buying a new home or condo or refinancing your existing one, our loan rates are among the lowest anywhere. Check out our full menu of rates and terms and apply online 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com. Institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat
grill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever you plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
The North Shore is listening to msonewsports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hey, this is Matt Williams from the Salem News. Make sure that you listen to our weekly high school sports podcast where you can get all the news and happenings in the North Shore high school sports and beyond with myself, Phil Stacey, Bill Newell, and Nick Giannino.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore. Catch Connections Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 on MSO News Sports. This is a one-hour news and features program with all local guests to discuss politics, entertainment, and the biggest local news stories. Also, make sure to click on North Shore Today every weekday with a local news podcast, weather at a glance, local news, local photos, and our video of the day. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night, a local one-hour local sports talk show filled with local guests. MSO News Sports, a unique local multimedia website connecting you to the North Shore.
Let's just take a look here at the first half briefly. Big first half for Jack Crowley. He had 10 points in the first quarter, and then he added 7 more, so he's got 17 at the half. Damian Boris with 5 for Beverly. Gabe Copeland with 3 on a 3-pointer in the second quarter. And then 1,000-point scorer Duncan Moreland with a total of 9 points in the first half. And across the way on the Belmont side of the score sheet, Preston Jackson-Stevens with 6. And then you've got Mac Annis with 4 points. Ammo with 4 points. Avery Ammo. Ali Nerozi with 4 points. And I mentioned Preston Jackson-Stevens with the 6 points leading the way for Belmont here in today's game. So coming in again to today's game, Beverly 20-2, the 2 losses to Lowell and Lynn English this year, Belmont 19-4. And they also have a 1,000-point score in Mac Annis and an experienced coach, and they are the defending Division II North champions at Belmont High School. Now, earlier today, we got heard from some coaches that played some games earlier today, and we'll begin with some comments from the Division III boys.
This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. We are joined by Lynn English boys basketball coach Antonio Anderson. Coach Anderson, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
We made a mistake. We'll hear from Antonio Anderson a little bit later on. This is from earlier today.
Welcome back to MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are now going to shoot down for the post-game comments from St. Mary's boys basketball coach David Brown following their 63-40 win over Weston. Coach David Brown, St. Mary's boys basketball.
We got some film on them. We knew they were going to try to trap us in the half court. Just being a big court that most teams are used to playing at, I think that it big time for us for advantage-wise. We were able to spread them out and look weak side, and we got a lot of the easy baskets that way.
Good passing around the perimeter, and the big guy was hitting his shots.
Yeah, we definitely shared the ball. I think Josh Perez had an outstanding game tonight. I don't know what he finished points-wise, but I guarantee he had 6 or 7 assists that led to easy baskets. That was important to get us going early. And then, you know, with Joey's always going to knock down some shots. Sammy knocked down a few shots, and we were able to force a lot of turnovers too, so that was definitely to our advantage.
Your defense in the first half, 10 turnovers in the first quarter. It seemed like you had Weston on their heels the entire night.
Yeah, we thought that we could pressure him a little bit, and once the game got going, we realized we could pressure more than we actually thought, so we turned it up a little bit, and guys forced some turnovers. We would jump in the passing lanes very well. I'm not sure if they were used to that game speed, and we got a lot of deflections off the ball as well.
They have the 6'10 kid in the middle, but you guys seem to attack him right away.
And yeah,
and scoring around the paint.
We got Joey, who's just about the same size as him. They're very similar players, you know. We wanted to make sure we try to make him work for every basket he got. He's a very good shooter, just like Joey is. But Joey's length, I think, caused him a little bit of problems at times.
In
Lee attacked him right away, got it going. When you guys can get off to a start like that, how huge is it?
Well, that was important. You know, Lee's shooting 77% from the floor for the season. That's amazing right there. And again, tonight he might have missed a few layups, but overall I think he might have had double digits and all putbacks or layups so off feed. So that was important. Once we got some easy baskets, guys started feeding off that and got our momentum going.
How's it feel to get back to the Garden?
Hey, you know, as you get older and every season goes by, you realize it's not as easy as some people think, you know. The team we had last year, everyone thought we were clear-cut favorites, and we had a tough loss, but these guys worked their butts off in the offseason, and they were determined to get back here. Obviously, we're not done yet, but I'm really proud of these guys. You know, everyone wrote us off last year in April when we lost our senior scorers and Ademide decided to transfer. And all the talk was St. Mary's was all done. And look at now, we're here, we're back at the Garden. So these guys, this is the basketball team that we have this year. There's no individuals. They all pick each other up when going gets tough. They don't care who's scoring points. They don't care who's getting the assists. They don't care who's getting playing time. These guys are a basketball team.
What's it like to share with your son playing a key role in the varsity?
You know, I've been thinking about it. It's something that it's hard to put into words because I'm tough on him, but it's something that I'll cherish. I mean, it's amazing to be able to coach him playing good minutes at the varsity level. And the thing about it is he missed a game early in the season against Lowell Catholic, a game that we lost. And I had seniors come up to me saying, "Coach, we missed David tonight." So they'd realize how important he is as a basketball player to this team. And I he's been around the game since he could walk. He's one of the smartest players on the team as far as knowing the sets and knowing situations. So it's something that I'll cherish forever.
Thank you.
Can I talk to the big guy?
Yep.
Well, let's go now to some post-game reaction from the coaches from the D3 championship game won by St. Mary's. This is St. Mary's head girls basketball coach and athletic director, Jeff Newhall.
At some points would be a good way to put it. But there's 8 teams left in the state. You know, it's not going to be easy. But, you know, we've... the further you go, you got to kind of develop new ways to win. It's not going to be, you know, we've had good success the whole... Okay, go ahead down there. Sorry. Go ahead, straight down. We've had good success all year, really doing it one way, and we're still doing it that way. But, you know, tonight, some foul trouble. Yersey struggled a little bit. Nicolette fouls out. I just said to Gabby, I mean, I said, if I told you a week ago you're going to be the point guy with 2 minutes left at the Tsongas... And she was quick to tell me how great she did doing it, but not really the way it was drawn up. But I think Amesbury deserves a lot of credit. And we played them two weeks ago. It was not that competitive of a game. You know, they did some things differently. And they're a good team, a high school basketball team that won 20 or 21 games. So it's not like we beat a 4-16 team. And you're playing for a chance to go to the Garden. So you know you're going to get everyone's best shot.
Jeff Newhall, the girls basketball coach and athletic director at St. Mary's High School. Again, St. Mary's boys and girls won in the D3 North Finals and in the D2 Girls North Final. It was North Reading upsetting Pentucket today. And we do have post-game comments from North Reading coach Bob Romeo on our website on that post. What we'll do is we'll step aside. We're back with the second half here. Beverly 34, Belmont 24. Second half hoops coming right up.
You'll love the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, as they feature a menu to please everyone. Start your meal with your choice from a dozen delicious appetizers. There are also soups and fresh salads. Dinner selections include burgers, sirloin tips, chicken parmesan, chicken piccata, and then there's seafood, clams, haddocks, salmon, lobsters, and fish tacos, plus a wide selection of sandwiches and wraps. Let the Bradford Tavern host your events or functions set in unique spaces. Open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday. The Bradford Tavern, Route 133 Rowley, and bradfordtavern.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do so because Anderson Windows and patio doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our 3 locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Back at the Tsongas Center, second half just underway. Beverly basketball to start the second half. They lead 10, 34-24. Big first half by Jack Crowley, 17 points. But what we have seen with Beverly this year, here's a pull-up Duncan Moreland jumper, and he nails it. Duncan Moreland for two, giving Beverly the 12-point lead back. What we've seen, where I was going with that, is that we have seen different people from Beverly have strong first halves or second halves or whatever. Traveling violation against Belmont. Just mentioned 9 at the half for Moreland, so now he has 11.
Now they're going more of a full-court press.
Beverly basketball. De La Cruz with it up over midcourt, off on the right for Ayer. He comes to the basket, puts it on the rim, but it doesn't go for Austin Ayer. Rebound Belmont. Right back on the attack. A blocking foul on Beverly on a take to the basket by Ali Nourouzi. He angled his body in and drew the defensive foul. So now Nourouzi at the free throw line for two shots. He had 4 points in the first half. Free throw is good. Today's game brought to you in part by Acapulco's Restaurant at the Cummings Center in Beverly. Great food, great family atmosphere, and a fun place to be. Second free throw is missed. Acapulco's rebound, Duncan Moreland off to Boris up court, right to left. Now he slows it down. Beverly attacking the basket to our left here in the second half with the home white uniforms and the orange trim. Feed to the right of the lane to Ayer, down to Crowley. Crowley spins, pull her up, jumper doesn't go. Ayer gets the offensive rebound, goes right back up. Got it! Wow! There's the offensive rebound of the afternoon right there, Austin Ayer.
Yeah.
Just getting it by on his fingertips rebound, behind a defender. He was boxed out but got the rebound and then went back up. It was not a sure thing for sure because he was not right underneath the basket. Ball knocked out of bounds by Beverly from Belmont, but it'll be a Belmont ball underneath their basket. Just about a minute and a half already gone by here in the second half. Beverly up 38-25. Inbounds, Belmont basketball, Nourouzi back up top around the perimeter. Here's a three ball. It is good by Preston Jackson Stevens. He has 9 points on the night. 10-point Beverly lead. Here's Moreland coming to the foul line. Leans, now kicks it back out. De La Cruz a three. No. Offensive board, Crowley out in the corner. Comes back baseline, puts it in. Oh, man. Jack Crowley. Another power move by Crowley. So Crowley and Moreland have the size, and Crowley, they have the ability to spin, create, and drive, and be tough. Ball knocked free. Ball loose on the floor. Who's got it? Knocked out of bounds. I think it'll be a Belmont ball. Yep, off the fingertips of De La Cruz, who has really worked hard to get back into the pitcher to make a play on that ball. 40-28, Beverly, 5:47 to go, quarter three. Beverly looking for a shot to move on and take on the South champ Wednesday at the Boston Garden. 5:30 game. And of course, any of that can change. We will get the state brackets up on our website over the weekend, so you'll have that information when they start announcing stuff. Here's a take to the basket there by Annis. Ball rolls off and goes out of bounds off Beverly. Beverly thinking it might have been off Belmont, but it'll be a Belmont basketball on the end line. They loop one up high. Ooh. Ooh. Out near midcourt. Now a drive and a take. Ball stripped free. Ayer stripped a three. Downcourt Boris to Ayer, and he lost the handle on it. Oh, man. Now Beverly steals it back. Ayer took it back. And wait a minute here. Official on the near side stopping things away from the play. I don't know what that was.
Shot clock correction.
Okay. Makes sense. Play was over on the far side right of the court, and the official on the near side left. 40-28, Beverly leads. Beverly ball, 5:21 to go, quarter three. Moreland up top, way out. Going one-on-one against Logan. Pull-up jumper, no. Ayer tips and gets the offensive board, but he's going to be called for a foul. And that draws the disagreement of Austin Ayer, saying, man, I'm way bigger than that dude, and I didn't even need to foul him to get that ball. So now it will be a Belmont ball. Mac Annis to inbound.
The rookie's going in.
Copeland coming into the game. Ayer checking out of the game for Beverly.
He did a nice job.
You know, Ayer did not play much in the game against Burlington, a very quick team, Tuesday night at Tewksbury. But here he was in the starting lineup for Coach Karakoudis tonight and has played a lot this evening or this afternoon for Beverly. Beverly by 12, 5 to go in quarter 3. Belmont basketball. Minicozzi outside. There's a foul. And it's on Boris, and that draws the attention of Coach Matt Karakoudis of Beverly, not happy with the call. It'll be a Belmont ball. 12-point deficit Belmont is looking at here at the Sanga Center. Annis spins into the lane, pull-up jumper, floats it, just fell off. Annis has had a tough afternoon here. He's a great shooter normally, but somehow or other, it's just not clicking for him so far. Having said that, anything can happen when you have a great shooter in your lineup like Mac Annis of Belmont. Phenomenal ball player. A guard, but he is quick, creates, assists, and shoots. Jackson Stevens on the perimeter outside. Shot doesn't go. Rebound Crowley of Beverly. Drops it off for Boris. Beverly still up by 12. Boris dogged in the backcourt with a man-on-man defense. Comes up over midcourt.
Good job.
Dishes it off to Dela Cruz. 4:18 to play. Third quarter. Copeland pass. Now he's fouled.
That's their first foul of the half.
First Belmont foul. Reiner. Let's see here. Yeah, Tommy Reiner committing the foul for Belmont. Inbounds to Moreland, left baseline. He'll come into the paint, and a runner is good. Duncan Moreland. Kind of looked like a John Havlicek move back from the 70s there. Coming in from the baseline. Ball stripped by Dela Cruz. Off for Moreland. Takes it to the basket. He is fouled. And I think that Ryder is saying, I don't think I fouled him. Looks like he got some ball, but must have also got some arm on Duncan Moreland. So Moreland will go to the foul line. Duncan Moreland with 13 points so far here today. Free throw in the air, no. See Boris checking out of the game. Copeland back in. Also there is Braganca and Dela Cruz for Beverly. Moreland's second free throw, it's in the air, he's got that. So he's got 14 points on the afternoon. Beverly up 43-28. 15-point lead here for the Panthers. Belmont exchanging outside. And a double, and they throw it up on the left sidelines. Saved there nicely by Neruzzi. Now Annis has it. Annis guarded there by Dela Cruz. Slides by him. Now pull-up jumper. No, it was a three ball from the left wing. Ball tipped, comes off to Belmont. Back off for Annis, down in the left corner with a pass. Here's a take, a drive, an off-balance shot is good by Neruzzi. 43-30, 13-point lead here, and a timeout. Beverly leading over Belmont. Third quarter, 3:18 to play. Back with more just ahead.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Catch Connections, Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 on MSO News Sports. This is a one-hour news and features program with all local guests to discuss politics, entertainment, and the biggest local news stories. Also, make sure to click on North Shore Today every weekday with a local news podcast, weather at a glance, local news, local photos, and our video of the day. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night, a local one-hour local sports talk show filled with local guests. MSO News Sports, a unique local multimedia website connecting you to the North Shore.
A special thanks to all of our sponsors who help make these special playoff sports broadcasts possible. Check out their banners on our website and be sure to support our local businesses. This would not be possible without them, and a special thanks to all of our 2019-20 sports sponsors here. Beverly basketball, we're back underway here, about 3 minutes to go, third quarter. And loose ball picked up in the paint by Copeland, and he pops it in. Gabe Copeland with his first second half points. 45-30, back up to a 15-point lead. Here's a slash and a cut and a shot. No, follow-up no by Belmont, and a defensive rebound pulled down there by Braganca. Beverly sets up, getting backcourt pressure. Now Moreland walks it over midcourt on the right side. Duncan Moreland leading with Beverly with a 15-point lead here with 2:40 to go and a foul, or a timeout, I guess, called by Coach Karakoudis. Today's game is brought to you in part by Acapulco's Restaurant at the Cummings Center in Beverly. Great food, great family atmosphere, and a fun place to be. Plenty of free parking. Acapulco's. MSO News Sports is the North Shore's multimedia website, delivering a daily news post with the weather, photos, news updates, a video of the day, and the only area news podcast from all around the North Shore. North Shore Today, connecting you with the North Shore. 2 minutes, 40 seconds to play, third quarter. Timeout had been called by Beverly. Earlier today, as we mentioned, St. Mary's boys and girls teams winners in the D3 North Championship games, and North Reading beat Pentucket earlier in the upset, if you will, in the D2 Girls North Championship. Still to come later today here on MSO. Tonight at 7:15, it's Lowell and Lynn English. Hey, a special thanks also to all of the school's athletic departments. I'd like to thank the Belmont Athletic Department for their help in making this broadcast possible, and of course, always Dan Keaton, the sports athletic director at Beverly High School, and a coach, of course, to the head coaches involved in these teams as well, making it easier for us to cover the teams. Beverly turns it over, and now a foul on Beverly in backcourt.
That's the foul you want to avoid, the reach in.
Oh, man. So here we are, coming down to it here. 2:24 to go in quarter three. Beverly's been fortunate to have burst out to some leads here this afternoon. Rolling the ball inbounds to Annis. Exchanges high with Ryder. Now a take to the basket, a spin and a scoop, and it doesn't go off the fingertips of Minicozzi. Offensive board. Here's Annis, a three ball. No, from the right wing. De La Cruz has it, but it's knocked off of him out of bounds. It'll be a Beverly ball. You know, Beverly hasn't scored a ton of points here in the second half. They had 34 at the half. They now have 45. They have 11. Double in the backcourt. Beverly gets the ball over with a pass to Copeland over midcourt on the right side. Drops it off for Moreland. He'll take it, lay it up and in. And it falls down on the rim and in. Duncan Moreland for two, and it's up to a 17-point lead. 47-30. Belmont exchanges outside man defense. Five Beverly on outside. Three ball is good. A deep, deep three by Tim Minicozzi. Wow. 47-33. 14-point Beverly lead following the big three and the deep three. You know, what happens here at the Lowell Center, you have three different three-point lines. And now underneath De La Cruz tries a reverse pass. Doesn't work for Moreland. He wasn't expecting it. Plus, it was down by his ankles in the paint. Here's Annis, a drive and a take, and he's fouled. But his shot did not go, 47-33. You see players where they have the, what must be the pro three-point line here, the college three-point line and the high school three-point line. And players tee it up from outside the pro three-point line. And oftentimes they're nailing it. They're feeling comfortable. Here's a free throw. It is good by Belmont's Mac Annis. His first points of the second half. He now has five in the game. Big score here for Belmont. We'll see if he gets untracked at all here in the second half. Free throw is good. He gets two free throws. 47-35, down to a 12-point Beverly lead. And some tighter pressure in the backcourt here applied by Belmont. Moreland and Boris exchanging in backcourt. Boris finally brings it over midcourt, comes up top. Copeland with a pass on the right side, and his pass is stolen. Not a great pass. Belmont has it downcourt, stolen there by De La Cruz, and he's fouled right away by Minicozzi.
That's a big play right there.
A turnover by Beverly, which could have brought it down to a 10-point game or less. But Beverly gets it back, and they get the ball back. This Belmont team can be explosive, just like the Burlington team Tuesday night, a very explosive team in that league. Here's De La Cruz back exchanging with Moreland, and he's underneath three and lays it in. Duncan Moreland heating it up a bit here in this third quarter. Right back a Belmont take and a block by Copeland, and he's called for the foul. He got the ball, but he might have got the body as well. Sub coming into the game here. Kevin Regan of Beverly ready to check in for the Panthers. Boris is out there. Air is out there. De La Cruz, Boris, Moreland. Free throw is good by Ryder.
Maybe he's just trying to buy
who went out here?
Second,
yeah. Second free throw by Ryder is good. 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Also a sub, Ali Nuruzi coming back into the game for Belmont. So it is Regan for Beverly with Ayer, Boris, Moreland, and De La Cruz. So that's a smaller lineup right now for Beverly. And now a turnover. It looks like, yep, Belmont has forced a backcourt turnover. It is a 12-point Beverly lead, 49-37, 37 seconds to go third quarter. Belmont left block, man in the paint, kicks it back off. A runner, shot doesn't go. Moreland snaps down the rebound, and he's tied. He's tied up. A held ball. Arrow going Belmont's way with 28.2 seconds to play third quarter.
The ball pressure is pretty good. We're going to get rid of the ball.
Inbounds. Nuruzi on the end line. Holds the ball over his head. Two-hand pass up top. Off for Preston Jackson Stevens. The runner is no good. Rebound, De La Cruz of Beverly. Up court pass blocked away. Stolen by Belmont. An outside three. Annis, no. Rebound offensively, Belmont. They pull it up another three. Left wing, no. This time Moreland gets the rebound and comes up with the ball. Up for Boris. Boris on the cut. Back out. De La Cruz tees up a three. No. And the rebound airs underneath Moreland. No. Follow up. De La Cruz with a take, and he's fouled. Justin De La Cruz flying, went skying for that rebound off the glass and was trying for the putback, but draws the foul. Now there's no time left on the clock here. Minakazi with the personal foul. So there's no time on the clock. Beverly leading 12. And De La Cruz has two shots here. Coach Adam Pritchard talking with one of the officials. So De La Cruz at the free throw line. Free throw is good. De La Cruz with another attempt coming here. He's got it. And the quarter ends. 51-37. We're back with more just ahead here. Stay with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
Looking to score big on your savings this season? Open a CD savings or money market account at Institution for Savings. This is the perfect time to earn funds for your future, and our rates are among the best. Stop by one of our offices in Amesbury, Beverly, Boxford, Gloucester, Hamilton, Ipswich, Middleton, Newburyport, Rockport, Rowley, Salem, Salisbury, and Topsfield. Or visit us online at institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com. The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hi, this is Phil Stacey, Executive Sports Writer at the Salem News. Make sure to listen to our podcast every week with the sports writers from the Salem News, including Matt Williams, Nick Giannino, and myself.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore.
Getting ready for the start of the fourth quarter. We're brought to you in part today by Acapulco's Restaurant at the Cummings Center in Beverly. Great food, great family atmosphere, and a fun place to be. Plenty of free parking. Acapulco's Cummings Center, Beverly. Back underway now. Start of the fourth quarter. Clock is running. Damian Boris with the ball up top. Guarded tightly. Slides by a defender. Now on a switch. They kick it back up top to Jack Crowley. He'll drive. Pull up runner on the rim, and it goes in. Crowley with a roll in the first points of the fourth quarter. Here's a run and a take to the basket by Belmont, and it's good by Minakazi.
Pressing all over the court now.
Belmont pressing tight, man-to-man, full court pressure, doubling the ball. Boris up court. Crowley gets it. Here comes Crowley. Do they have numbers? Crowley pulls it back out. Lost the handle on the dribble. Off for Boris. It'll be a little wild coming down the stretch here. We're in the fourth quarter. Almost a minute gone by here. Air up top. Off for Moreland on the wing. Left side. Crowley spins off the glass. No. Tip up and in by Dela Cruz is good. I don't know how he put that in. 55-39. Dela Cruz coming in, swooping in, and tipped it back up. 55-39. Belmont double down low. Turnover. Crowley comes up with the ball for Beverly. Up court on the right to Boris. Beverly had numbers there for a moment. Here's Boris coming back to the hoop. A runner. It's blocked. Goes out of bounds off Belmont. Beverly ball. 6:32 to go in the fourth quarter in the game. 55-39 Beverly. 16-point lead. Crowley with 23 points. Duncan Moreland with 16 points. Inbounds. Beverly comes to Moreland in the corner. Has to track it down a little bit in the right corner. In forecourt. Up top. Switching defense here by Belmont. Very aggressive outside. Dela Cruz slides by a defender. Off for Crowley. Pull up baseline jumper. No rebound. Copeland got it. Goes back up with a spin move on the glass. No. Offensive board. Beverly. And Copeland puts it in. Oh, man. How did he get that? Gabe Copeland came down with it and went back up with it. Here's a drive and a take to the basket. Dela Cruz commits the foul for Beverly. 57-39. Just under 6 minutes to play.
Beverly ball number 11.
You know, Beverly looking right now at an 18-point lead. 17 now on a made free throw by Ammo of Belmont. Second one in the air, that's good. Two free throws. Good shooting team, this Belmont team is. Coach Adam Pritchard in his 20th year for Belmont. Foul. In backcourt on Belmont. Without the ball, Gabber got inbounded right in front of the, near the Belmont bench. Now Moreland to inbound, has the length of the court to go. It comes to Crowley. Crowley swings on the dribble, back to Moreland. 5:54 to go in tonight's game, today's game. Boris doubled in backcourt, falls down. Timeout, Beverly. Good quick timeout. Official down onto our left, seeing Coach Matt Caracuda, seeing Boris in a little trouble, called the timeout alertly. Hey, we want to thank all of our sponsors who make these special playoff sports broadcasts possible. Check out their banners on our website. And be sure to support our local businesses. This would not be possible without them. A special thanks to all the folks at Sylvan Street Grill and the Bradford Tavern. Man, fantastic restaurants here on the North Shore. The Sylvan Street Grill, a great supporter of North Shore sports. I'd like to special thanks to Ernie Tremblay and all the staff at the Sylvan Street Grill. Always a fun place to be, the Sylvan Street Grill, right near the Liberty Tree Mall. That's one location. And, of course, the Bradford Tavern in Raleigh. So a special thanks to them for helping us out here, not helping us out, supporting us here in supporting North Shore news and sports. Also, a reminder to check out North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7 with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. De La Cruz of Beverly to inbound in backcourt, right at midcourt, about 10 feet in the back of the midcourt line. Off for Moreland, up for Boris over midcourt, down to Copeland. Copeland fakes, drives, kicks it underneath Moreland. Oh, he couldn't get it. Moreland was right there, straight on, tried to put it over the rim and couldn't get it in. 57-41. Normally, Moreland would hit that shot. Here is Belmont throwing it away. Off for De La Cruz. Down to Boris. A runner on the glass. No, but he is fouled. Duncan Moreland was swooping in for the rebound. He might have had the two, but the whistle blew. So this will send Damian Boris to the free throw line. But Boris, I think, what, had 9 out of Beverly's 11 points in overtime the other night against Burlington? A lot of free throws. Free throw, Boris. No. Damian Boris has 5 points tonight. Both of them are all 5 of those points. The 2-point field goal and the 3-pointer were in the first quarter. But, man, he's being tested here tonight with this pressure defense. Belmont applies different levels of pressure throughout the course of the game here tonight, but they always seem to be contesting at some level in the backcourt. All right, made free throw, Belmont basketball, pull-up jump shot, Annis has it. Mac Annis for 2 points, his first points here in the fourth quarter, 58-43, Beverly lead. Down court, Boris gets the catch from De La Cruz. He takes it one-on-one, puts it on the rim, no, and it's swatted by Crowley to the sidelines. 58-43, just under 5 minutes to play here. Let me let you know that we'll be wrapping it up quickly here at the end of this game tonight. And then we'll be getting post-game information up on the website a little bit later on. Here's a take and a miss by Annis and a rebounding and a foul on Belmont after Beverly got the rebound. Backcourt foul. This should be put Beverly into the 1-1 here. Crowley walking up to the free throw line ahead of everyone here. Again later tonight, Lynn English and Lowell. Looking forward to that game. Big win here for Beverly. First ever 20-win season. First ever trip to the North Final for Beverly. And they'll go beyond the North Final if they can hang on here tonight. But there's still a lot of time left here. Just about 5 minutes to go. Here's Jack Crowley's free throw. Got it. He'll have the back end of the 1-1. Crowley with 24, 25 points now. Going for point number 26. Jack Crowley of Beverly. Top all-time leading rebounder for Beverly. Free throw in and out. And Copeland gets the offensive board. Fingertip rebound over the back of a defender. Off for Crowley, back for Boris, out way outside. Working doubled, and he throws it away. Man, he got a lot of pressure. That's what Belmont does. Here's a take. Annis lays it in. Mac Annis. Gotta watch out here. 4.5 minutes to play. 59-45. Beverly up by the 14 points. 4:24 to play. Crowley breaks the press with a kick pass off on the left for Moreland. Off for Copeland. And he goes up and he's fouled. Hammered down to the floor. Here at the Songas Center. Pops up quickly though. That's what happens when you're young. Minakazi committing the foul. Gabe Copeland, the big hero, really in the second half, one of the heroes for Beverly against Burlington. Free throw good. Copeland now with 7-8 points on the night. Second one is good. 2 for 2. Man, big baskets there. Free throws for Gabe Copeland, 61-45. Beverly back up by 16. Belmont works it outside. Annis being guarded now by Boris. Ball knocked around. Belmont gets it back. Now a knock by Moreland, but I think they're calling Moreland on a foul. See who this is on. We're in the 1-1 here. Yep, Duncan Moreland with the foul. Preston Jackson Stevens going to the free throw line. He has 9 points on the night, looking to get into double digits here, looking for his first points of the fourth quarter. Is Stevens, Jackson Stevens. Free throw good. Another free throw coming for Preston Jackson Stevens. He's got it. Nice looking ball player, Stevens. I mean, he's one of these guys, Preston Jackson Stevens, that, you know, any team could find a spot for him. He's got a little lanky, but man, he can dribble. He's can defend, can rebound, and can shoot. Beverly breaks the press, head to Moreland, one on two, slams it home. Duncan Moreland. Duncan Moreland. Yeah. And shot taken from the outside, a three ball by Jackson Stevens. No. Tipped by Crowley to Moreland again. Lays it in, Duncan Moreland. He's got 20 now. Duncan Moreland. Annis, a three. Got it. Time. Oh. Yeah, you got it. Okay. His coach was calling a timeout there, and I wanted to make sure it wasn't a timeout before the ball was shot, but it was clearly intended to be called right after the made three.
Not a timeout. Not a timeout.
Oh, now they're not saying it's a timeout? Huh. Well, it's not a timeout. 3:23 to play. 15-point Beverly lead. 65-50. Duncan Moreland with 20 points. Jack Crowley now with, 24 points. Just a regular night for those two. Moreland to inbound, has trouble, and it's a turnover on the bad inbounds pass, trying to work with Crowley. That's what we've been talking about, this pressure that Belmont puts on the ball in the backcourt. This time it results in a turnover. 3:23 to play. Belmont ball underneath their own bucket. The inbounds pass comes back up top. Kick it out right corner. A three ball. Good. Taken there by Naruzzi. Timeout call. This time they call time. And they bring it down to 12 points. We'll take a break. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Looking to score big on your savings this season? Open a CD savings or money market account at Institution for Savings. This is the perfect time to earn funds for your future, and our rates are among the best. Stop by one of our offices in Amesbury, Beverly, Boxford, Gloucester, Hamilton, Ipswich, Middleton, Newburyport, Rockport, Rowley, Salem, Salisbury, and Topsfield. Or visit us online at institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
We are down to 3 minutes and 18 seconds here at the Saugus Center. 65-53, Beverly leading 12. Beverly basketball, Duncan Moreland to inbound on the end line. After a made basket, he can run the end line. Gives it off for Crowley, doubled, back off to Moreland in the backcourt. Two big guys bringing the ball up over midcourt. Moreland on the take, has it knocked away out of bounds. It'll be off Belmont in a Beverly ball. Yeah, we watch this backcourt pressure. It's been very effective here for Belmont. Makes Beverly, it takes a lot out of you just to get the ball up court. Now underneath, Crowley is fouled. He's got the inbounds feed from the end line right underneath the basket, almost two underneath the basket, but he was able to go up, draw the foul. So now Jack Crowley at the free throw line. Two shots, Jack Crowley. Free throw in the air, no good.
Make this one.
Next free throw by Crowley will be coming. 12-point Beverly lead. 3:07 to play. Got it. Every shot big coming down the stretch for sure. Belmont ball. Pull up three outside. No, it's an air ball. It goes over the end line. Did you hear the air ball chant down below us here? 2 minutes, 58 seconds to play. Beverly to inbound. Boris from Moreland. Up quickly to Crowley. 3-on-2 Beverly. Dela Cruz. Now Coach Karakoudis wants to pull it back out. Didn't have a complete wide open take to the basket. They pull it back out. Run some time off the clock. Here's Crowley to the basket. No, Copeland shot deflected. Beverly gets it back. Shot clock working down, though, to 7. Ball stolen by Belmont. Down court to Annis. Pull-up jumper. Got it. A 2. Mac Annis. Timeout. Belmont. Let me just check. We talked about Annis heating up. He had just 4 points at the half. Now he's got 6, 8, 10. 12, 15. He's got 15 right now. So he's heating it up a bit here in the second half. Timeout here. We'll take it. We're back with more just ahead. 66-55. Beverly by 11 with 2:29 to play.
Catch Connections Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 on MSO News Sports. This is a one-hour news and features program with all local guests to discuss politics, entertainment, and the biggest local news stories. Also, make sure to click on North Shore Today every weekday with a local news podcast, weather at a glance, local news, local photos, and our video of the day. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night, a local one-hour local sports talk show filled with local guests. MSO News Sports, a unique local multimedia website connecting you to the North Shore.
We're brought to you in part tonight by Acapulco's Restaurant at the Cummings Center in Beverly. Great food, great family atmosphere, and a fun place to be. And of course, right now there's plenty of free parking at the Cummings Center. Beverly inbounds here, leading by 11. Pressure in the backcourt again. Crowley and Moreland exchanging. Now it's over midcourt with a pass to Dela Cruz. Comes to the middle. Bounce pass right. Moreland, a strong take. Pull-up jumper. No! Crowley, the offensive board, and the putback and in. Jack Crowley. 2:10 to play. Here's a take by Belmont, and a drive and a foul and a make. 2 points. Back to an 11-point game. Free basket there by Minakazi, and he'll go to the free throw line for one free throw, trying to complete the three-point play. Free throw in the air, no, short, rebound, Belmont offensive board. Preston Jackson Stevens tracked it down on the left sidelines. Off for Narozzi, working up to Annis. Annis going up, a three ball deflected by Dela Cruz. Beverly gets the ball. Boris working with Crowley in the backcourt. Back to Boris. Up court to Copeland. To Moreland. A drive, a take, a foul, and a make. Duncan Moreland with a take, a basket, and a foul. Duncan Moreland with 22 points now. Double check what we have for Jack Crowley. 22, 24. 26-27 for Crowley. They're big guys for Beverly. Crowley and Moreland, both over 20 tonight. So here is Moreland at the free throw line looking for the three-point play after the made basket. It's in the air. He got the free throw. Duncan Moreland, 71-57. Beverly ball, basket, Beverly lead rather, Belmont basketball, down court they come, shot missed, rebound Beverly, here's Moreland coming back, a take, he missed the slam. Belmont back on the attack, and a runner no good, ball tipped around, Moreland gets the ball, he's doubled in the corner, and a timeout called by Karakoudis, again sensing some trouble with a trap and the double team back in the corner with a minute 20 to play, he calls time. still to come here tonight. Lynn English Lowell for the D1 North Championship game. It'll be right here on MSO News Sports, 7:15 tip-off. We remind you, if you are listening or interested in that game, we do have the pregame interviews with the coaches up on the website. You can check them out prior to the game if you'd like to. A special thanks to both head coaches for doing their pregame interviews with us and posting them here on MSO News Sports. And again, a special thanks to all the coaches and athletic directors for all their help here in the 2019-20 winter sports season. We do appreciate their help. Couldn't do it without them, that is for sure. Down to a minute 20 to play here. We mentioned earlier St. Mary's boys and girls winning North titles in Division 3, North Reading girls winning the D2 title, and the D1 girls game, which will start here soon, would be Cambridge versus Andover. It's supposed to be a 6 o'clock tip here tonight, so maybe we'll be a little bit late starting the Lynn English game. It's possible. We'll see what happens here. 71-57 here, 1:20 to play in this game. Full court pressure being applied by Belmont. Boris gets the ball on the backcourt. Up court to Copeland, over midcourt on the dribble. Triple teamed, and he's fouled. Oh, boy. Copeland was almost close to dishing that ball off, and what that would have done is kept the clock alive, kept it going, and then would have felt they would have been able to find an unbalanced situation with maybe an advantage. Here's Copeland nailing a free throw. Oh, man. Gabe Copeland makes one, has another. It's a double bonus situation. Two shots, and Copeland makes the second one, 73-57. And here's a strong take and a weave to the basket there by Preston Jackson Stevens. He makes the two, and another timeout called here. This one by Belmont. So again, Moreland we've got with 23 points, and Crowley with 27 points for Beverly. Gabe Copeland with 5, 7, 10, 11 points for Copeland. Dela Cruz with 4, but man, a big 4 points. And Damian Boris has 6 points for Beverly. Damian Boris comes up big in overtime. Coach Karakoudis hoping that they don't have an overtime here tonight, as they did Tuesday night against Burlington and Tewksbury, as they won in the semifinal round there earlier this week. So now it is a minute 9 showing on the clock here in the game. Beverly leading 73-59 over Belmont. Beverly ball in backcourt. It is Moreland inbounding downcourt. Crowley gets it. Now pulls it back out, and he's fouled. The reach-in foul, and Crowley goes to the line. Might any time go off the clock right there? Wasn't it? Oh, maybe they only a few seconds anyways. Yeah. Long inbounds pass. Minute 4 to go. It was right, just a minute 9. Crowley with 2 shots makes the first. Jack Crowley now with 28 points. Oh, man. Preston Jackson Stevens checking out of the game. Going into the game is Joseph Carey. Some more subs for Belmont. So they're conceding. Classy move here by Coach Pritchard. Changing up. Mac Annis, who had a great career here at Belmont, checking out as well. And now Crowley to shoot free throws. 74-59. Or to shoot one more free throw. Made the first. So now he has 28 points, as we mentioned, I believe. And the second free throw is, after a long wait, no good. Rebound Belmont, a minute 2 to go. So again, they have some subs in there now. Take to the basket, 2 points doesn't go. Beverly rebound and a rebounding foul. Copeland had the rebound. And Copeland will go to the free throw line, and now Matt Karakoudis will bring some subs in as well. Two shots for Copeland. Beverly seniors, starters there. Kind of congratulating one another in a very low-key way. Copeland free throw is good. And again, we'll have a quick wrap here. Then we'll be back with some post-game stuff on the website a little bit later on. So do check back with us here. Copeland's free throw is good. Make it 75-59. 55 seconds to play. Next free throw, Copeland got that one too. Gabe Copeland. So again, a very quick recap. And Belmont will inbound. Up court, Carey works it around the perimeter. Three outside, doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Beverly. With it there, Kevin Regan. Again, all subs in the game right now. Regan on the dribble over midcourt. 40 seconds to play. Ball knocked free. Regan gets it back. Kicks it back outside. Time running down. Looks like 76. Well, we'll see. Here's a shot blocked. Offensive board put up. No. Beverly pushes it, throws it away to the corner. Right now we're at 76-59. Wrapping up quickly here, we will. Thanks so much for being with us here tonight here on MSO News Sports. We're back with you for the Lynn English Lowell game. Check back. We'll have some more stuff up on the website, as we mentioned, on this game in a minute. But Beverly will advance. They'll be playing Wednesday night at the Boston Garden at 5:30 for the Division II state semifinal game. Wednesday night, 5:30. Belmont basketball, weave outside. Little space underneath. Ball knocked free by Beverly. They pick it up. 8 seconds to go. That'll do it. 76-59, the final score. Beverly wins it. And will advance on. Congratulations to Coach Matt Karakoudis, Beverly High School, and the Beverly Boys basketball team. They've never made it to a North final, and of course never have won one. And now they have 21 wins, and they now have a North title as well. Congratulations to Beverly. So a special thanks for all of our sponsors. Again, our final score, 76-59. Beverly wins. Thanks for joining us, and we'll check back a little bit later with you on the website, on the post. We'll have it all updated for you in a little while. This is MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great night ahead and a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.